reading is taken from the 20th verse to the 30th verse of the 104th Psalm. We are reading from the NRSV translation, updated edition. You make darkness and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their den. People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things, both small and great. There go the ships and the Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Pag natutulog ba kayo, kung napapansin nyo o napapansin ng iba na kasama nyo sa bahay, pag natutulog ba kayo, hanggang pagising nyo ng umaga, iisang posisyon lang kayo. Pag nakahiga ka in one position, nagkakaroon ng discomfort yung katawan because of where does the pressure come from? Your weight relative to the gravity. Diba? So, pag nakaisang side ka lang, nararamdaman mo na kaya ka may discomfort kasi yung hila ng gravity, yung bigat mo, yun yung discomfort doon. And therefore, your body needs to change a position, to move. No? You move to a change position. And if you stay in one position for a long time, yun, your body will experience discomfort. May kinalaman daw ito, ayun, sabi ko na, may kinalaman ito sa gravity. And if you stay just one position in bed for several days or weeks, ano magkakaroon? Bed, or in layman's terms, bed sores. Diba? Sugat, magsusugat. Yung parte ng katawan mo na nasa ilalim. Diba? Magsusugat. So, change in movement are fundamental in the very fabric of existence and your body. Actually, change is existence itself. Gets natin? Existence per se is change, means change. Ulitin ko, change and movement are fundamental in the very fabric of existence. And I would argue that change is existence itself. No movement and no change, no existence. Labas tayo ng konti sa Kristyanismo. According to Gautama, the Buddha, change or impermanence is one of the three realities of life. So sa doktrina, paniniwala, katuruan sa Budismo, one of the three fundamental truths or reality is change. Or another word is impermanence. Temporality. Change. This reality observed by many peoples across different cultures and times have been a constant topic of existential inquiry. Or yung ano bang meaning ng buhay? Ibig sabihin existential. Usually pag you reach 40, anong tawag dyan? Midlife crisis. Yan. Existential question. Ano bang purpose ng buhay ko? Mas maaga. So yung itong na-observe na kawalan, pagiging temporary ng lahat ng bagay at pagbabago-bago ng lahat ng bagay, this has been questioned and reflected on for thousands of years across different people, iba't ibang tao, iba't ibang lahi, magkakaibang kultura, magkakalayo, ng mga tao, pero pare-parehong nag-iisip. Pinag-iisipan, ano ba ito? Ano ba itong, bakit ang buhay ay walang kasiguraduhan? Bakit pa iba-iba? Bakit pa bago-bago? No? So, whether East or West, no, whether Chinese philosophy or Greek philosophy, pinagmumunihan nila ito. Sa Bible, sa ating Bible, sa Judeo-Christian Bible, ang pinaka-famous na chika about change is in Ecclesiastes, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And begins with, ang sabi doon, for there is a time and a season for everything under heaven. Oh, yun yung chika. There's a time to plant, there's a time to harvest, may ganyan. At nung una, nung wala akong mahanap na ibang Bible verse for the preaching today, munti ko na siyang gamitin. Ayoko actually siyang gamitin kasi mayroong part doon na there's a time to kill. Mayroon talagang oras para pumatay. Ano to? The purge? Diba? Tapos may sa dulo, merong there's a time to hate and a time to love. Eh parang di ako agree na mayroong panahon, may nakaset na panahon para mamuhi, magtanim ng galit o mapuot. Diba? So, hindi ko ginamit yung verse na ito. So, naghanap ako ng iba. At yun nga, yung nahanap ko sa, I was thinking either this in Psalms 104, yung binasa kanina, or Genesis 1. Ano ba yung Genesis 1? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, ginamit ko yung, dahil masyado nang familiar yung Genesis 1, so ginamit ko itong Psalms 104. A portion of it, mas mahaba pa yon. But basically, yung buong Psalms 104, parang another rendition of Genesis 1. It's about creation, God's creation. No? Pero kinuha ko yung portion doon that talks about, at parang medyo light bulb moment siya sa akin kasi sabi doon, God, you created darkness. Yung alam lang natin sa Genesis 1, light was the first creation. No? Eh, pero sabi din ng sa Salmo, God created even darkness. Dami ko ng chika. Ayan, ad lib. Now, there are other places in the Bible that talks about change and impermanence. Isa yan, Psalms 104. Psalms 104 sings about God's wonderful creation. It says that God created darkness and evening. And when darkness and evening comes, pag dumating ang gabi, may mga animals, insects, there are creatures, dito particularly sabi yung lion, no? Who comes out to hunt and look for food. And then when the sun rises and the light comes, there are certain animals na matutulog na, night shift sila eh. So matutulog na sila sa umaga. Nocturnal. They will retire. And then the people, humans, will then come out to do their work. No? So this is another and better way of articulating the different times and seasons of life and creation. No? Nilikha ng Diyos ang gabi at umaga at bawat oras in between. At merong nangyayaring kaganapan sa bawat pagpapalit ng oras o panahon. God as creator is the first or the primary mover. Unang nagkilos, unang nagpakilos, unang nagpanibago. So in Genesis 1, God started a series of movements and changes. Beginning with the creation of light. No? And from there, days, weeks, seasons started to roll into their cycles. Change started with creation. Or pwede rin the other way around. Creation started with change. From nothing into something, although hindi totoo yung nothing kasi merong something eh. From static singular non-movement into an expanding multiplication and evolution. So, iwanan ulit natin ang religion. punta tayo muna sa physics. From the physics standpoint, astrophysics, the universe started with a singularity. Ano yung singularity? A point. A condensed point of energy smaller. A small point, almost the same size as as the size of a pinhead, yung ulo ng karayom. Everything that you see right now and everything that you know or imagine and everything that we do not know yet, it started, everything, all of them started, the planets, the stars, the galaxies, Mount Everest, all 7 billion human beings, everything started and all came from a single dot na kasing laki ng ulo ng karayom. A dot of energy. For whatever reason or no reason at all, itong dot na ito of energy expanded like a balloon. So yung Big Bang, hindi talaga siya, kahit ganun yung word sa kanya, yung title Big Bang, hindi siya sumabog. Ang mas accurate daw is it's like a balloon that expanded, yung point na iyon. Okay? It changed. Nagbago. From a static, small, singular dot. It changed. And then with its expansion, energy changed. Kasi energy siya eh. It changed into matter and antimatter, which canceled each other. In the beginning of the universe, may matter, may antimatter. Kinakancel nila ang isa't isa. Until such time, matter ang nagwagi. Matter came into being. Matter survived and continued the expansion. And with that expansion of matter, it multiplied and evolved into many different forms, elements, particles, and subatomic particles. And then gravity pulled them together. And they began to come together for the birth of the stars, the earliest stars. And then the stars gathered together to become galaxies. Galaxies into clusters and superclusters. And as stars died, namamatay ang mga bituin, they evolved or changed into different things, most common of which are black holes. Saan ako? Black holes. But others became, hindi lahat ng stars nagiging black holes, ha? Some stars will cool down to a version of a white dwarf or a red dwarf. As stars were being born, matter also became planets, asteroids, and comets. This process of expansion, evolution, change, and transformation continued to happen for billions of years. Stars and planets were born. Stars and planets died. And from the remnants of this dead stars, new planets, and new stars were born again. Nabo-born again pala ang mga stars. Were born again. No? Until such time that it gave birth to our star that we call the sun. And earth formed and the other planets formed. For whatever reason or no reason at all, nang lumamig na ang earth, non-living carbon, walang buhay, walang consciousness. Hanggang ngayon, di pa nila alam paano at bakit. Non-living carbon material became a single-cell carbon-based life. This single-cell life, may mga doktor tayo dito, saka biologist eh. This single-cell life eventually expanded and evolved and changed into multicellular life. It then evolved further to become water-dwelling creatures. Isda ang nauna pala. Tama po ba? Tama. Isda ang nauna. And then sumunod ang mga, itong mga isda, nag-start maglakad sa sa land and became reptiles. And later crawled into land as reptiles. And then reptiles into birds. Ang ibon pala ay nagmula sa reptiles. Ayan. And then all became dinosaurs of Jurassic Park. And then into mammals. And then into complex, intelligent, conscious life form that eventually called itself as humans. This is creation. A constant, a continuation of change. From a biological standpoint, according to an article by Scientific America, that the human body, yung katawan ninyo, katawan natin, gets replaced. A billion cells every day are replaced. Every single day, a billion cells in your body are changed and replaced to a new cell. And sabi doon, approximately 80 to 100 days, a little over 3 months, your body is a totally new body. You are not the same body person every 3 months or so. So quarterly, nagpapalitan niyo tayo. No? Ayan, kada 3 buwan, nagpapalit katawan ka akla. Nagpapalitan niyo without even realizing it. Kahit wala kang gawin. Ngayon, bakit, Pastor, may pa-review ng science? No, this is to remind you that both religiously and scientifically, that change is fundamental in existence. Existence itself is change. Creation is an act of change. Creation requires itself to be impermanent in relation to change. Change is built into the universe and it is built into your own bodily system, whether you're aware of it and whether you do not like it. Change is around us, in us, and we are here because of change. Change in and of itself is fundamentally good. That's another reminder. If creation and existence is change, at least in my Christian interpretation, therefore, change is fundamentally good. Even when sometimes we think or feel that it is bad, uncomfortable, or scary. The best thing about change and impermanence, unlike natural forces, humans, tayo, have the power to effect change and to determine the change that humans want, that we want for ourselves. Ang problema, palaging chak and change ang ginagawa ng marami sa atin, no? At ng lipunan. The problem is not change. Oh, sabi, the problem is not change. The problem is the politician. The problem is not change. There are two problems in relation to us humans. So according to Paul, the Apostle Paul, sa kanyang letters to the different churches 2,000 years ago, ang problema daw is when we look for something eternal and lasting in a world that is mortal and temporary. When we expect that material things to give us perpetual or never-ending satisfaction and interpret that satisfaction as joy. Yun daw yung problema. Hindi niya sinasabing masama ang material world. Hindi niya sinasabing masama ang mga bagay-bagay. Ang sinasabi niya, kung paano natin tinitignan at ginagamit ang mga bagay-bagay at ine-expect na ito ay magbibigay sa atin ng eternal bliss. No? Yun yung sabi ni Paul. There is goodness in the material and temporary. God created the material and temporary, and God said it is good. Pero do not confuse the temporal with the eternal. Do not grasp on material and temporal things as if they are forever. Huwag mong panghawakan sa sakalin. At pag may arian ang mga tao, bagay, sitwasyon at posisyon na temporary lang. Paul says in Corinthians, tatlong bagay lamang ang mananatili or eternal. Ano yon? Ah, mga evangelical talaga. The evangelical. Saan mahahanap? Saan letter ni Paul? Hindi na kahit chapter and verse. Corinthians. Anong Corinthians? Unang Corinthians. Ah, oh, di ba? Three things we, at least for Paul, in his letter to the first letter to the Corinthians, ang sabi niya, three things shall remain. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Anong specific love? In Greek, agape. A love that is based on choice. And love does not grasp. Ang pag-ibig ay hindi nag-aari o sumasakal. Does not own, hindi nagmamay-ari. Does not resist change. Love is eternal but it has many faces and for it to be loved, it changes and has cycles of change. Love is the fuel of growth. Love is the fuel of transformation, and therefore, love, perhaps, is the energy of change. Pangalawang problema, balik tayo kay Buddha, na medyo na-discuss na ni Paul. The Buddha says that ang isa sa mga realities at katotohanan ng buhay ay change or impermanence. Ang pangalawa dyan ay suffering. Existence is suffering. And that this suffering comes from? No. Attachment or grasping tightly. We desperately hold on things, peoples, and situations. And we get so attached and meshed up. We get so attached and connected or engaged with temporary things that when a person, thing, or situation changes, the consequence is we suffer. We get disappointed. We get hurt. Huwag mo akong iwan. Ako na lang ulit. Change yun, di ba? That's change. Ano yung tarpaulin? Di ba may patarpaulin? Ay, tarpaulin tuloy. Ano yun? Lumabas nitong kailan lang? Si D? Yeah. Wow, wag na tayo mag-break, sabi niya to. When we grasp, you know. And yun sabi din ng isang Buddhist, sinishare ko to palagi sa Facebook, yung isang Buddhist nun. We think that love is grasping. That we can own the thing that we love. And that's when we suffer. Sabi niya. Because true love never grasps. It allows things and people to change and grow and move. So, ang tanong ko, ito, tanong ulit, bakit sa tingin nyo, maraming tao, ang katawan natin mismo at ang buong existence is about change, and yet many of us do not want change. Bakit maraming ayaw ng pagbabago? People, many, and lahat tayo may iba't ibang resistance sa change. Okay? Lahat, and one time or another, whatever it is, I know lahat tayo naka-experience ng resistance sa change. Okay? Some examples, no? ayaw ng tao sa change because they will lose control. Lalo na sa mga perfectionists, yung mga chika natin the past Sundays, no? Walang control kasi unfamiliar and may uncertainty. No? It requires you to take control of your life and happiness. No? Meron kang kasing control sa bagay na alam mo. Meron kang control sa bagay na ginagawa mo na. Nakasanayan mo na. Ikaw yung may control ng sarili mong happiness. Change also requires freedom. May mga pagbabago na nagtutulak sa'yo na maging mas malaya, pero ang kalayaan ay nangangahulugang may sariling responsibilidad. Diba? Gusto ko maging independent. Alam mo sa mga younger people. Gusto ko umalis sa bahay. Maging independent. Hindi mo na-realize, ikaw gagawa ng lahat ng bahay. Ikaw maglalaba, maglilinis, everything. Diba? So, freedom is also equals responsibility. Kaya pala yung, ayan. Kaya yung isa kong kapatid, kahit ang layo-layo ng work niya, at ang laki-laki ng sweldo niya, kasi IT siya eh, ayaw niyang umalis sa bahay namin. Kasi ayaw niya nung responsibility niya. Magluluto sa pagkain niya. You know, the responsibilities of an independent life. Ayaw ng change because it feels like losing yourself or a version of yourself. Tama? Losing yourself. Losing a partner can feel like losing yourself. Kaya ayaw mawala yung partner. Kahit yung partner, takwil na sa'yo. Diba? Or talagang sumakabilang buhay na. Sumakabilang buhay. Oh, well, tama. Sumakabilang buhay at sumakabilang bahay. Sige na, kahit dito ka na lang tuwing Tuesday lang. Ayan. Hindi mo pagmamay-ari ang jowa mo. Hindi mo pwedeng ipilit ang mga bagay na gusto mo sa kanya. Everything is merely an agreement. A relationship, sinasabi ito sa kasal tuwing counseling. Alam niya ni Maris at ni Mikay. Everything is merely an agreement. You also cannot impose or expect your partner to be a certain way. It must come, kung meron man anything at all, yes po, red flag na. It must come from him or her or them according to their own time, season, and willingness. Your jowa also cannot stay the same and will not feel the same way with you after many years or decades. Minsan ang problema rin sa mga magjojowa, yung after 10 years, 9 years, 8 years, parang nagbago ka na. Hindi na ikaw yung dati. Ganyan. Diba? Malamang. And it is possible, this is possible, that your jowa will leave you for any reason or no reason at all. Kahit gano'n pa kayo katagal. It is possible also, yung kaninang sabi ko, sa makabilang buhay, it is also possible that your jowa can die anytime. Kunin na ni Lord. Walang kasiguraduhan eh. People do not want change. Kung natin sa ibang topic, it requires a lot of effort, sabi ni Joms. Marami sa atin, lalo namang tumatanda na ayaw na ng change kasi ayaw nang umeffort. Nakakapagod na. Ang mga tita mo, pagod na. Oh, nabanggit din kanina, ayaw ng change because it requires changing the way you do things. Diba? It requires living and working with new people who are flawed and imperfect. Change, sometimes in some situations, will require you to live and work with people who are imperfect. Na nakakainis. Whether trabaho yan, sa pamilya yan, sa simbahan yan, o saan man yan. Change also means not working with the people you feel most comfortable working with. Kasi may change, hindi naman yung may bagong tao, mayroong change na sa ibang tao ka naman makikipag trabaho. Eh, komportable ka na makipag-work sa mga itong gusto mo, yung mga taong gusto mo. Lilipat ka sa panibagong tao na hindi mo masyadong kilala. Change is not the problem. Change is not evil. Ang pagbabago, bagaman minsan ito ay hindi komportable o walang kasiguraduhan, hindi ito ang problema at hindi ito masama. Ang problema ay pag hindi natin niyayakap at tinatanggap ang katotohanan at realidad ng pagbabago. At hindi natin ginagamit ito para sa ating ikabubuti. In many leadership and life coaching chicas sa mga YouTube, change is always the place or the phase of opportunity. At hindi ka pwedeng maging leader kung hindi ka willing sa change. Change, good or bad, can be a turning point for growth and learning. At tulad ng sabi ko kanina, unlike sa natural forces that bring about change, evolution, and multiplicity, tayong mga tao, we as humans who evolve into this magnificent mechanism of creation, we can effect change. We can effect change. We can make change work for us and with us. Created in God's image and gifted with our capabilities, we can create and recreate ourselves and our surrounding into what is good, beautiful, and true. Change is the other name for creation. Change is the other name for growth and progress. Change reminds us that evil things or evil people or evil situations will not last, no matter how long it takes. Change as the venue of God's grace and goodness reminds us na hindi mananatili ang problema o ang mga tsaka. Ang lahat ng bagay ay nagbabago at magbabago. Change or impermanence, temporality or mortality gives rise to infinite possibilities. Impermanence or mortality was so good. It was so good that out of great love, God left eternity. God left, iniwan ang eternal and became a mortal human to experience change, to experience the mortality of the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. So huwag ka matakot sa pagbabago, anuman ito. Gamitin mo ito para sa iyong ikabubuti at ikabubuti ng iba. Ako, ang mindset ko palagi dyan, lalo na sa mga nangyayaring hindi maganda, mga tsakang pangyayari, malapit na po direct, matatapos na. Number one, pag may nangyayaring hindi maganda, from a good position to a bad situation, ang palagi kong tanong, what can I do given this situation? Ano ang pwede kong gawin? Given this change or new thing. Even when the change is from good to bad, from joy to sadness, from comfort to discomfort, ano ang pwede kong gawin kung meron man akong magagawa para maging mas maayos yung sitwasyon? Kung wala akong magagawa, pwede rin hayaan ko muna, dumaloy. Hayaan kong dumaloy yung pangyayari. At tingnan, abangan, saan ako pwedeng kumilos para mabago ko yung sitwasyon. Pangalawa, palagi kong tinatanong, pag may mga hindi magandang nangyayari, ano ang pwede kong matutunan sa pangyayaring ito? Ano tinuturo sa akin ang sitwasyon na ito? Tsaka man ito, what can I learn from this? Iniwan ako ng jowa ko, what can I learn from this? Ako yung, nabanggit ko ito ilang beses, di ba? 11 jowa na ako nagkaroon. 11 exes. O hindi, 10. Pang 11 pala si Lawrence. No? Ang palagi kong tanong sa sarili ko noon, siyempre, iiyak ako, sasaktan ako, magmumura ako, maglalasing ako. Pero afterwards, ang tanong ko sa sarili, ano bang tinuro sa akin nung relasyon namin at nung pagtatapos ng relasyon namin? always ask yourself. Kasi, mga chika nga, maybe this is preparing you for the right one. Hechos. Diba? Tanungin natin ang ating sarili natin, nasaan ba ang problema? Ako ba ang problema? Siya ba ang problema? O baka wala naman sa amin ang problema? Baka talagang hindi lang nag-work yung relationship. Or maybe it is really time to part ways. Ito na, closing na. Though change can be scary and uncomfortable, welcome it and allow it to flow in your life. God's grace, ang grasya ng Diyos, flows with the change. It is an act of creation. Change is exactly the doorway towards grace and blessing. Nasa pagbabago ang pagpapala at grasya ng Diyos. Nasa pagbabago ang kalayaan at bagong buhay. Nasa pagbabago ang panibagong pag-asa. Impermanence or change is existence itself, whether you like it or not. Do not resist it, but rather welcome it and see it how it can work for your benefit or can teach you something. God's grace and power will meet you, will encounter you there, only if you are willing. I end this preaching with the verse, the end verse of our reading today from Psalm 104. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew, pinagpapanibago mo, you renew the face of the ground. So hold on to God's promise that God always creates something new, beautiful, and true. And I thank you.